Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now I want to welcome in Sasha Skirla and Ron Cornell from, again, Two Chefs Antiques and Artisan Food. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so... someone we, our neighbor on the Cape, on Cape Cod, has like a a mix of a dachshund and a Rottweiler, and I was like, I'd really like to meet their parents. And like, how do you get barbecue, Polish food, and antiques in the same business? How does that work? How does that happen?
Well, it was a long, long passion of ours. We had two chefs forever. That was first. And then we started collecting antiques, and we got a chance to open this. It's a 5,000 square feet, big place, and we decided to fill it with antiques to give customers to come that come for our food an added experience, something to look at, something to browse, something to check, something to talk about while they also shopping for food.
I don't want to be presumptuous, but you do the Polish food.
I do the Polish
food. And you do the barbecue.
I do the barbecue.
And how long have you guys known each other?
About 5 years.
And you, it's just sort of, were you working at the same restaurant? Or like, give me the origin story.
I started working for Sasha. We just became really good friends, started doing stuff together. I've had a passion for buying and selling for years. And we just kind of put that together. And now we're here.
That's crazy. So how's it going?
The wheels are turning.
When did it open?
About 2.5 weeks ago.
Oh no! So this is new, new,
new,
oh,
new.
Yeah. Wow! And how did? Because you know I did some work on the TV side too. And I remember doing the New Britain Polish neighborhood for Easter and stuff. Like, how was your Easter business this year? Did it go?
Oh,
okay?
It was insane. Yeah, there was lines. So people remember that it's Easter like the last week. So they formed lines in front of the store. It was crazy, but it was. Like the last moment time of thing, kind of thing.
Yeah, so you, for a while, you're like, is this going to happen?
Yes, exactly.
And then it happened?
Yes.
But that's great, though. I mean, and now people know. They don't have to drive down to New Britain. They could just come here instead of getting on 91 or what have you. What makes you confident this is going to work?
Well, Connecticut is a place for antiques, and when we started doing it online, so we noticed that the whole of the states, they look at the Connecticut as a place that they good antiques come from. So we have visitors already coming in from New York, coming from Boston, looking at our stuff. We just had actually funny story. We had the designer for the set for the Only Murders in the Building shop from us. So you will see our props at the
in
next
the show.
Season. Yes,
yeah.
For the show.
Oh, yeah. You got to get some going on social and stuff with that too. Because
yeah, we didn't put it yet. Yeah.
You got to get it on. I mean, that's because that's the show is super super popular.
Yes.
That's incredible. We're here with Sasha Skirla and Ron Cornell. And again, it's Two Chefs Antiques and Artisan Food. Where is it in Enfield located?
481 Enfield Street, just next to Artioli Dodge on Route 5.
And barbecue-wise, now, do people come in and sit down and eat too? Is it just all stuff you take away? Like, how does it work?
Right now, we're doing prepackaged frozen barbecue meals out of the sister store. Okay. Everything is produced at our mother store, which is Belvedere's in East Windsor, Sophia's Plaza.
Got it. And is that the same with the Polish
Correct.
Food as well?
Polish food.
But they can go to the antique shop and buy food.
Absolutely.
There.
Yep. Not hot food yet,
right?
But right now it's all prepackaged cold food.
Yeah, which, I mean, for barbecue, what works well with that? I mean, pulled pork, because with the Polish stuff, it's easy. You get the sausage and all this different stuff, is pierogies, whatever. It's easy. People are used to buying it that way, right?
Yeah, and then I do, like, burnt ends with mac and cheese. I do pulled pork with mac and cheese.
Like in a single tool, you can buy, like, a dinner?
Yep, pop it in your oven, 40 minutes, you're eating hot, fresh food.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
That is so cool. In terms of antiques, so the only murders in the building kind of stole a little thunder from one of the questions, but, like, give us an example of some of the pieces. And you're an antiquer as well?
Like absolutely.
You said you were buying and selling for a while, and you were...
He got me into it, yes.
Yeah.
We just did a story on somebody threw out a Warhol painting by accident in England. So you guys are junkers, man. You're going through a ton of stuff.
One man's trash, another man's treasure.
Give me an idea of one or two pieces that you like that you have right now that you really like.
Oh, we have everything in the store from...
What do you like? Like, China? What do you like?
From China to...
Art glass, Murano.
Yeah.
Is it hard to handle cash flow? Because, like, inventory is a massive issue with these kind of businesses, right? You need to move stuff, too.
You need to move and then replenish, absolutely.
Yeah, we're pricing low so that way we get things moving and changing all the time in the store.
And you have a presence online that shows all your inventory, or you got to get down there, really?
Yes.
Where can people see it?
Our webpage is 2canda.com, so 2 chefs, art and antiques, 2canda. .com. And we have some of the inventory online. We don't put everything yet because, like I said, it changes all the time.
Yeah. That's great. Anything else you want people to know? Because I think it's, first of all, I love people who start their own businesses. It's such a dynamic thing between the Polish food, the barbecue, and the antiques. It's just a kind of a cool, eclectic kind of combo. Is there anything you want people to know? You hosting anything or any, like, thing going on? You should have some sort of, like, grand opening kind of thing or something.
We had, but we are waiting for our hot food to start. So we're going to also be doing sandwiches, doing food to go, not a sit-down, but meals to go.
Try to get the lunch crowd and stuff like that.
Try to get a lunch crowd, and then we're going to start promoting together much more and make me do another second grand opening and have that. But every Sunday is a grand opening. Every Sunday, it's a lot of people there, people who go around, buying from yard sales and stuff.
So it's antiquers that then they'll buy some food. Is that the concept?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are you nervous? Is this the first business you've owned, or you've done this before?
My first partnership, yes, but yeah. I've been buying and selling for years, so I've kind of been doing my own thing.
He knows his stuff. That's awesome. Yeah. I think best of luck. It's great to meet you both. Ron Cornell and Sasha Skirla. It is 2 Chefs Antiques and Artisan Food. If you didn't get that web address, you can just put 2 Chefs Antiques and Artisan Food into Google, and you'll get all the information you need. Best of luck, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Really appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now, and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.